I was playing drums van Efterklang, een van de bands op Spot on Denmark in de Ancienne Belgique. Kijk gerust naar hun website. We linken die ook aan de onze, fmbrussel.be, en doorklikken naar FM World. En Christian Haltbuhl, onze deen van dienst, zit nog altijd bij ons. Christian, we just heard Efterklang, one of the bands here. How is your connection with this Spot on Denmark?
Well, I work for Spot, so I actually travel around Europe. I'm actually based in Brussels. I work from Brussels, and it's my job to make sure that the right international people come to Spot from Belgium, but also from a lot of other countries, and then afterwards to make sure that mini Spot festivals take place around Europe. So in July, I was in Switzerland at the Montreux Jazz Festival doing an edition of Spot on Denmark there. Now we're doing it in Brussels, and then at the beginning of February, we're heading to Vienna. And then after that, I'll be pretty occupied just with dealing with international press and getting the right people to the Spot Festival, and also finding some international artists from outside of Scandinavia to play at Spot.
Montreux, Brussel, Wenen. Christian reist tussen die verschillende landen om mini-spotjes te organiseren, zo noemt hij het. En hij nodigt ook de delegaties, de internationale delegaties uit, en gaat ze opzoeken om ze mee te nemen naar het Spot on Denmark Festival, dat ondertussen wel heel groot is geworden. Christian, besides this Spot organization that you do, you live in Brussels.
Yeah.
What else do you do besides Spot on Denmark?
Well, I think like other people, I enjoy playing football with some friends sometimes, or drinking a beer, or eating some good food, or yeah, I think just taking advantage of the cool things that the city has to offer. And one of those things is, you know, the true internationality of Brussels. I mean, I think it's, if you compare it to Copenhagen at least, it's quite astounding how many friends you can have from, be it France or Belgium or, I mean, Germany. I mean, it's really, that's quite nice, I think.
Uh-huh. So. Copenhagen, that's where you come from?
Well, my family's actually from Jutland, the area around Aarhus, but I studied in Copenhagen, so I lived there for about 5 years. So.
Ik ga het niet proberen uit te spreken, maar hij heeft ook een paar jaar in Denemarken rondgehangen. De stad waar zijn ouders vandaan komt, how do you say it?
They
slowly
come from Stilling and Hamel, so that's not
Stilling and Hamel.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. For how long do you live here in Brussels?
Well, it's actually the second time, because I have a longer connection with Brussels, because I'm actually an expat child. So I went to the European school in Uccle in Belgium. Although that's not really living in Belgium, that's more in this international bubble.
It's a good start, hè?
Yeah, yeah.
Hij is al een hele tijd hier in Brussel, heeft ook international school gedaan, is naderhand nog eens teruggekomen. Het is een echte Deense Brusselaar die dus het Spot on Denmark in handen neemt voor de Europese landen. En een andere band die daarop zal komen in het programma staat, heet Cody. Can you tell us something about Cody?
Yeah, Cody is, I think, it's a really honest band that is based on a big talent called Kasper Kå, who's a great songwriter, great singer. You know, one of these artists that just, you know, he performs the way he sounds on CD. It's just really organic, really honest, and folky kind of, but still modern, folky, pop-rocky kind of music, but with a very honest and original twist. And it's the first band that we ever had on for Spot on Denmark that actually got picked for 3 different countries in the same year. So They were with us in Montreux, and they will be going with us to Vienna as well. They seem to have a broad appeal.
Voor Cody is het een succes, dat Spot on Denmark initiatief, want zij zijn door 3 landen geselecteerd. Ze waren al in Zwitserland, ze komen nu in België, en dan gaan ze ook nog even doorreizen naar Wenen. Dus het is een breed publieke band, zo zegt Christian, en Cody verdient dus zeker een podium hier in Brussel ook. Kijk zeker naar het programma op de website van Ancienne Belgique, en we gaan straks ook nog kaartjes weggeven, maar eerst eens luisteren naar die Cody met Evergo.